In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute lovin'.
Yeah, baby.
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 60s. Today, I'm going to play songs, of course, but just because I like them. No theme for the playlist.
So you couldn't think of a theme is what you're trying to say? Wow. You know,
What are you talking about?
I don't want to.
I didn't want a theme, so there. But the first song's going to be a real dandy one.
It is, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it was recorded by Herman's Hermits in 1966 and became a hit single, reaching number 5 in the U.S. on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Dandy.
Dandy, dandy, where you gonna go now? Who you gonna run to? All your little life, you're chasing all the girls. They can't resist your smile. They long for dandy, dandy, chatting up the ladies, tickling the fancy, pouring out your charms to meet your own demands, and you turn it off at will. They long for dandy, dandy, knocking on the back door, climbing through the window. Happy's gone away, and while the cat's away, the mice are gonna play. You low down dandy, give up. How you feeling old now? You always will be free, and you need no sympathy. A bachelor you will stay, and dandy, you're alright. You're alright. You're alright. You're alright.
Boy, that song was dandy, wasn't it?
I told you it was going to be dandy.
I don't ever remember hearing that song.
Never?
No.
That's because it's such a short one. It's only 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well,
you know, so you turn on the radio and it's almost over with. You won't remember it.
And it's a little too cute for me. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Am I a little too cute for you?
No, you're not, my dear. You're just right.
Oh, okay. Giving you that stink eye.
Got out of that one, didn't I?
In 1965, on September 3rd to be exact, a UFO was spotted near Exeter, New Hampshire. It was documented by a local teenager and 2 police officers.
Really?
I saw a UFO once. Myself. I did.
You live near O'Hare, dear. The mothership was coming in for a landing. What?
I saw something. I'm sorry.
Do you think it may have been an airplane by O'Hare?
No. It was different, the lights.
Okay.
So
it was the 60s, wasn't it?
I was really freaked out from that.
I can only imagine.
I was scared. I was looking out my window thinking, oh, my God, am I going to see little green men running around the backyard?
Did they beam you up to their ship?
No.
Okay. But there's a lot of strange things going on in the world. And also a lot of strange people, especially in the studio. But that takes me to my first song.
It does?
Yes. It is a single released by the American rock band The Doors in September of 1967. It was on their second album, Strange Days. It peaked at number 12 on the U.S. Hot 100 chart. How about that, huh?
Are you lying?
Nope, it's on the internet. It's true.
Okay.
The song is about alienation, not aliens, alienation and being outsider. Mm-hmm. And Jim Morrison may have addressed the song both to the hippie culture and to outsiders in general. Speaking of strange people, here's People Are Strange.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Do believe you, it did hit that on the Billboard Hot 100 because I remember that song. It's a good song.
I know. See,
it doesn't freak me out like some of your other songs do.
I'm not trying hard enough. I gotta dig a little deeper into my bag of goodies.
I don't
here.
Think so. And 2 minutes and 10 seconds song, that's pretty good. If it was even crummy, like Jimi
next
Hendrix.
Time, next time I'm gonna do Inagata Davita the album version and kill our whole show.
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But do you realize that in 1965, a malfunction at a hydroelectric station in Ontario, Canada, caused the largest blackout in our nation's history? Mm-hmm.
It must have been pretty dark.
It was. It put the lights out in 80,000 square miles, including New York.
Wow.
How about that? But on the plus side, 9 months later, there were a lot of post-little baby boomers born. Go figure.
Thanks to the blackout.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
To make your family's life much brighter, you will find your work much lighter. It's as easy as can be when you live better electrically. You can have your cake and you can eat it. Make life sweet, it's hard to beat it. What a thrill to be so free when you live better electrically. How to do it's in this booklet's pages, room by room in easy stages. Step by step from A to Z helps you live better electrically.
Diagrams and pictures too will help you on your way.
Here's a copy just for you, so write in for yours today. Get the book you need for living better. Mail a postcard or a letter. Get your copy and you'll see how to live better electrically.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Boy, that commercial was electrifying. I feel like I was in the hot seat.
Ooh, boy,
I feel bad for the guy who's in the hot seat, man.
Boy, that tingles.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1963. 2 days after President Kennedy was assassinated, his accused killer, Lee Harvey Oswald, is shot and killed by Jack Ruby.
He did that on national TV, too. Mm-hmm. As you could see it on the news. Yeah. Listen to the 1963 newsreel.
Madness and hate erupt anew in Dallas as President Kennedy's accused assassin is shot down himself during a jail transfer, as he is taken to the city jail basement where an armored car is to move him to a maximum security cell. Oswald walks his last mile. His assailant moves in from the right.
There is Lee Oswald.
He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot.
Dying Oswald is rushed to the same hospital where President Kennedy died. Doctors work to save his life. But 48 hours and 7 minutes after the president's death, his accused slayer is dead.
A Dallas jury found him guilty of murdering Oswald, and he was sentenced to death. Ruby's conviction was later appealed, and he was granted a new trial. However, as the date for his new trial was being set, Ruby became ill in prison and died of a pulmonary embolism from lung cancer January 3rd, 1967. And that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back in time.
Oh, whoop-dee-doo, it's the holiday season again.
It's the holiday season.
Everybody's coming over to everybody else's house and blah, 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 blah.
Bringing them germs.
And all the awkward family dinners.
All that holiday cheer.
I just love the holidays.
Oh, bah, humbug.
Yeah, but everybody is coming over to our house.
Yeah. Which takes me to my next song.
That was completely unrehearsed.
By the Three Dog Night. It was on their 1969 albums, Suitable for Framing and Captured Live at the Forum. Their version reached number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Eli's Coming.
Eli's coming. Eli's coming. Save a broken heart.
Eli's coming, hide your heart, girl. Eli's coming, hide your heart, girl. Girl, Eli's a coming, you better hide, girl. Eli's a coming, you better hide, girl. Eli's a coming, you better hide, girl.
Eli's coming, hide your heart, girl.
Hide it, you better hide your heart. You never get away, no, you'll never get away from.
Remember Eli's cheesecake?
Oh, yeah.
If Eli's coming over to my house for the holidays, I want him to bring some cheesecake for you.
I hope he will.
You loved Eli's cheesecake.
I love Eli's
cheesecake. I don't even know if it's around anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It
they
is?
They still are, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Because, you know, Cheesecake Factory, that's a biggie for everybody.
But they don't make cheesecake.
Yes, they do.
Really?
Eli, the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, I thought they were a restaurant.
Well, they are, but they have that big... Well, you never get dessert because you eat so much, they have big portions. But they have that big cooler thingy in the front when you walk in. And they have all their kinds of cheesecakes and some cakes, too.
I really have to get out more.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Philips Milk of Amnesia, the over-the-counter remedy that works so well, you'll never remember why you used it in the first place.
Hmm, that's a good thing.
Where are we? I forgot. I'm dang.
Okay.
Well, you know, what can I say?
I think that mothership did come down for you, I think. I don't know.
I had the milk of amnesia.
Uh-huh, okay.
What are you brewing up for your next strange song of the day, my love? And your last song of the day also.
Yes, and it will be a strange brew. Which is the name of my last song.
Oh, you gave it away a little too soon.
I know. It's a song by the British rock band Cream. It was first released as a single in June of 1967 and was later added to their second studio album, Disraeli Gears. It was a good album.
Okay.
The song features Eric Clapton on lead vocals rather than the usual lead by Jack Bruce. A little trivia, fans. A little trivia thing there.
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't listen to your music.
The single peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I'm sorry. Did it really?
It is. That's what it said on the internet.
Yeah, but
it's
you like
true.
To play with your numbers,
no,
too.
No, I do not.
Well, let's see. If I heard it, then it was. If not, mm-mm.
Crank it up, people, and enjoy Strange Brew.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What?
If that hit number 17 on the Hot Billboard 100,
It's Clapton. He's the best.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think that song sucks.
Ah, what do you know?
So now you had one good one and one sucky one.
Hey, I'm betting 500.
You are.
Do you realize that in 1963, CBS and NBC expanded their nightly news telecasts from 15 minutes to 30 minutes? How about that?
They had 15-minute newscasts?
Back then they did, yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like from 10 to 10:15 at night.
That was it?
Now they're on like 4 hours. I know Channel 9, they start at 4 o'clock in the morning. They get done like at 9 or 10.
Hang on, everybody. It's time for my last song for today.
Hooray!
Which happens to be the name of my song. The Four Seasons recorded it in 1965, and it reached the number 3 position on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Let's Hang On.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say